I got my socks drying in the microwave. Hair on my back, I don't plan to shave. I got the house to myself while the wife's away. I'll be rocking all night. Yeah, I think I'll drink me an ice cold brew. Lounge in my boxers like I used to do. There'll be no Allie McBeal on the tube. No, I'll be watching the fight. Well, it's a great day to be a guy. Played cards with my buddies until sunrise. You know, I never thought that my neighbor would be sunbathing topless. Lord,
it's a little tribute there to the Bachelors this week.
Oh, boy. I can't stay up past about 9:30. There's no playing cards till the sun comes up.
Amen.
Always in thought, never really reality.
Big talker he is.
We were talking drip irrigations, and we've got a question about how long or how many times per week do you let that go for 5 hours?
Well, you got to do a little work. So you've got to measure the output of your irrigation head. So if you really want to get technical, take that system and turn it on and run that into that emitter into something you can measure how many gallons it's actually putting on in something you can measure. So if you do 10 minutes, you know that in 60 minutes it's putting on X amount of water. So let's just say it is putting a gallon of water on in an hour. And we go to our handy little chart in that landscape watering by the numbers book, and we know that that plant needs, in order to get the water down to the appropriate depth that it needs watered, let's just say it needs 10 gallons of water. Okay. So we've done our research. We know
Which
that plant needs 10.
Very few plants only need 10
well,
gallons.
Well, I'm trying to make this easy.
Right.
So 10 gallons of water. We know that in an hour we're doing a gallon. So that we know that we need to run that for 10 hours to put on 10 gallons. Now, if we had two emitters, it would be 5 hours. If we had three emitters, you know, you get the picture. So we know we need 10 gallons. Now, how often do we need to do that? Well, there's another chart in that book that tells you in the summertime, you know, shrubs that are maybe not desert-adapted shrubs need watered every 5 days, let's say. So every 5 days, we're going to put 10 gallons of water on that plant in the summertime.
There's no blanket answer. Like there, you said, you have to do your work.
And every plant's different, and you can. That's where the adjustable emitters, adding extra emitters, all those types of things kind of come into play. And sometimes you have to compromise. If you've got, you know, Cape honeysuckle on the same valve as the Texas sage, well, you're going to have to water enough for the Cape honeysuckle, which is going to give the Texas sage maybe a little more water. Or you can put more emitters on the Cape honeysuckle and less or a higher flow emitter on the Cape honeysuckle than on the Texas sage. There's a lot of ways to tweak it to get it right. But I'm a big fan of that booklet. Stick a stick in the ground. They will tell you to measure it with some kind of rod or mechanism to know after I've let it run for 10 hours, I need to make sure that if I need to get water down a foot or two deep, it's getting there.
The design is a lot more technical than it looks. You know, you're putting water on a plant. How hard could it be? But going back on your drip to the valve box, there should be a reducer there that reduces the flow rate, and it's a certain gallon per hour. I think it's like 64 gallons per minute that is allowed.
A pressure regulator and filter.
Through that.
Right.
So that being said, there's a limit to how much you can put on any one given drip line.
True.
To make sure it's getting that 5 gallons. You may have so many emitters, there's not enough pressure, and everything's getting
Measure
reduced.
The last one on the line.
get a one-gallon jug.
Measure
and
the
stick
last
it in
one
there.
On the line, because it's probably getting the least water of all of them just by engineering, right? So for the least common denominator, we're gonna set up our system, or we know we need to put another emitter on that. So there's some ways it takes probably a couple of hours of going out there and actually turning it on, watching it run, making sure everything is getting water. What are the flow? You can just physically see that emitter's not putting on as much water as that one. If they're a year or two old, maybe you need to replace them. I like the color-coded emitters that you can get at a Ewing or Horizon or Sprinkler World. that tell you, you know, the blue ones put on so much an hour, the red ones put on so much an hour, or the adjustable ones, the Schrubler types. Like
those little tiny numbers can get hard to see there after a few calcified years.
Yeah, exactly. So, and so that's just some tips there. But it all boils down to knowing how much water you're delivering in a certain amount of time and how much water that plant needs at each watering. Because really, we're never going to change the duration of the water. It doesn't change whether it's December or June how long it takes for that water to get to the right depth. If we've got to put 50 gallons of water on, we've got to put 50 gallons of water on whether it's December or June. The frequency is what we're going to adjust. December needs about a fourth as frequent as June. So that's
instead of once a week,
rule
once
of thumb,
a month.
Once a month. Once a week when it's hot, once a month in the winter, somewhere in between in spring and fall.
And you've mentioned it multiple times, having that one sacrificial plant you use as kind of your
indicator,
your telltale, something's not working.
And when it's over 110, all bets are off. For, you know, you need to probably look every day at your plants, and you may have to water an additional frequency because that just – everything I told you is pretty good up to about 110. Once we're over 110, man, you better. It's kind of like super cooling your house. You know, that works great till it. You know, the nighttime low was 92.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Go to the clock. Manual. All stations on.
Yeah, all hands
let
on
it,
deck.
Let it
cycle. Turn it on.
John Jay, thanks a million for showing up and talking our way through the outdoor hour. We really appreciate you being here. Folks, we got a great show lined up here at 9 and 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock is open lines. You can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. You've got a project you're trying to get done. Now would be a great time to get online. The lines do tend to load up quick, and you want to get in. You don't want to hear a busy signal. And then we've got Overson Roofing coming in at 10 o'clock, and we're going to be talking everything about roofing.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.